Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
I want to turn to a few scriptures this morning in John chapter 14, the first three verses there. And then we're going to be turning to Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 13 there. And so get out your Bibles, if you will. I want you to turn to them scriptures, and I want you to follow me with the help of the Lord. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the privilege to serve you, to love you, and God, to work for you and to give you glory, give you praise, and give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have through the atonement of your precious blood. Victory over the enemy, Lord, victory because we are the children of God today. Father, we ask you, Lord, today to open the ears of your children, the hearts, and God help them, Lord, to listen very carefully this morning of what you have laid upon my heart. And God, hide us away behind the cross. Give us strength and energy. And Lord, help us to, God, preach your eternal word in Jesus' name. And we'll praise and love and thank you for it. Amen, amen. John chapter 14, the first three verses, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God." He said, "I want you to also believe in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but," he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go," he said, "I'll come again," amen, "and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, I trust that God will help me to teach this rather than to strain the voice this morning, but I want you to listen to those verses very, very carefully. Let me say it, tell you again. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." He said, "If it were not so, I would have told you, but," he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go," he said, "I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." In Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. All week long, God had been dealing with me about talking about the coming of the Lord, and I was getting my message together, and I thought that I had everything all together, and then all of a sudden, out of the clear, the Holy Ghost spoke to me as plain as I'm talking to you here today. I wanted to tell you that Jesus is coming back again. Come on, amen. I wanted to tell you that, and I had that on my heart all week long to encourage you that the Lord is coming again. And I was sitting there, and the Holy Ghost out of the clear blue spoke these words unto me. He said, these words, I said, "The Lord wants you to know he's coming back." But the Holy Ghost said unto me, "But the church don't want him to come. The church don't want Jesus to come back anymore." Now, I want you to listen very carefully this morning, and I want you to think, and I want you to search your heart for just a little bit. I want you to think clearly this morning in your heart, if you would say, heart of hearts, in your heart, if you would say right now that you truly, with all of your heart and your soul, you would like Jesus to come back right now. And I believe I could get a few hands, but I want you to listen carefully what God dealt with me about, because many churches today, and I'll preach to that church down on the corner. You just listen to what I got to say, amen. And many churches today and many Christian people, God's people, does not want Jesus to come back now. They do not want him to come back now because they're enjoying the life that they're living on planet Earth. They're enjoying the pleasures of this life. They're enjoying the money, the health, and I'll hit a few of these, and the pleasures that they're going through right now. And if you would be honest with me this morning, and if you really, from the depths of your heart, if you would really, really question your heart, I wonder how many here today would say, Pastor, I really want Jesus to come back right now. And think about this for just a little bit as we go through the message, because I believe the Holy Ghost doesn't lie. How many will say amen to that? And if the Holy Ghost spoke unto me and said that that the church doesn't want Jesus to come back, I believe the Holy Ghost knows exactly what he's talking about. That the church is so involved in the world and in the pleasures of the world. I'm talking about God's people now. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about God's people, those that say they love the Lord, those that really love Jesus with all of their heart and their soul, and yet they're saying, there are two things that they're saying. Some people are saying, Lord Jesus, come quickly, and others are saying, Lord, could you wait just a little bit longer till I get my loved ones in, and yet we're not working on our loved ones to get them in. And sometimes I wonder if the Lord Jesus gets a little confused and says, Father, this one asked me to wait, and this one asked me to come, saying, Father, why don't you just make up your mind when you want me to go, and I'll go at that particular time. Think about this for a little bit this morning in your heart. You that are sitting here today, and I've searched my heart. I tell you, I've really searched my heart. God, am I really in my heart? Am I really saying in my heart, God, I really want you to come back right now? Or am I enjoying so much of the pleasures of the world? Or am I enjoying my family so much? Or am I enjoying my home so much? Or I'm enjoying my automobile? Or I'm enjoying my church a lot? Lord, God, we're having such a good time that I'd just soon you'd delay your coming a little bit longer. I'd just soon, Lord, that you'd wait just a little bit longer and let me enjoy the pleasures that I'm going through here today. Folks, I want you to think about this very seriously within your heart today, because if you don't love Jesus enough and you're not really committed and sold out to God enough that you could say, Lord, I want you to come right now, then we need to search our hearts. We need to search our lives and begin to say, Lord, what's really wrong with my life? The Apostle Paul said, Lord, I'd rather go home to be with you, but for their sake I'll remain. But listen to me this morning for just a little bit of what the Word of the Lord said. You know, there are many people in this world that for various reasons, they're saved, they love God, but they don't love him enough that they want him to come right now. They're so comfortable in their everyday living and living for God every day. They're so comfortable in their home, their wife, their husband, their children, their job, their church. They're so comfortable in that situation that they're saying, Lord, in their heart of hearts, they're saying, God, I really don't want you to come right now. Lord, let me enjoy things a little bit more and let me have a little bit more pleasures on this earth, and then God, after I feel like that I've really enjoyed things the way that I want to enjoy, then Lord, I'll say it's all right for you to come. I want you to come. There are two groups of people in this world today that really are looking forward to the coming of the Lord. Now listen to me. You might not like what I've got to say, but I want you to listen to what God said to my heart. There's two groups of people today. The two groups are these. One are those that are aged, those like myself, there's gray hair, and we're up in age, and we don't have a lot of years left, and so God, we just assume that you would come, because Lord, we just don't want to face death. We don't want to die. We don't want to face death, Lord. We just assume that you would come and you would rapture us, because we don't want to face death, and yet we know that if Jesus tarries, everybody is going to die some of these days. Then there's the other group of people that are terminally ill, and they're so sick within their body that they're saying, Jesus, would you please come, and would you take me out of this life? I want to enjoy the presence of the Lord. I want to enjoy the Spirit of God, but God, I'm so sick in body, Lord, I want you to take me home. I've been with people like that. I've been with people in the hospital. hospital. I've been with people in their homes. I've held them in my arms when they were drawing their last breath, and they were saying, "I want to go. I want to go, Pastor. Let me go." I had a man in my church in Omaha that was that way, and I would pray for him over and over again. God would deliver him. He had a very bad heart trouble. One day, he went to the hospital. I went, and I'm going to pray for him. He said, "Pastor, wait just a minute." He said, "I don't want you to ask God to heal me. I want God to take me home. I'm ready to go, and I want to go." And that's the type of people today that are really looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. But heart of hearts, if you today, if you in your heart would be honest with the Holy Ghost and with the Spirit of God today, if in your heart you would say, "Lord, I want you to come right now," or would you say in your heart of hearts, you would say, "God, would you please wait just a little longer so that I can enjoy my life a little bit more. Lord, I've got a good income. I've got good money. Lord, everything is going fine. I'm able to buy this or buy that, or I'm able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And God, I wish that you would just kind of wait just a little longer." Or maybe you're in good health or reasonably good health today, and you're saying, "Lord, I really feel good. I've enjoyed life a little bit. And I just assume that you, Father, if it be all right with you, I'm really not ready to go. I wish you'd just wait a little longer before the rapture takes place and let me enjoy my life just a little bit longer." And then there's people that have got pleasures in their life that they say, "Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm looking forward to spring so I can go fishing, or I can take a vacation. I do these things. And Lord, I'm just enjoying the pleasures that you've given unto me." And Jesus, if it would be all right for you, Lord, would you delay your coming for a little bit longer so that I can enjoy the pleasures of life? Listen, the Bible said, "Love not the world nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him today." Oh, saints of God, we ought to be crying today, "Jesus, would you come? Lord, would you break the clouds of glory? Father, we're ready to go. We want to see you. We want to behold you. We want to hold you. Lord, we want to be in that 10,000 times, 10,000 times, 10,000 that's going to sing the song of the Lamb." But instead of that, we're saying, the Holy Ghost is saying, "Lord, I do not want you to come yet. I want to enjoy the pleasures of this life that I'm living in today." This is what is in the church world today, and I dare say in some of our hearts that are sitting right here this morning. Listen to this. Now listen, the Bible said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." If you believe that I live the life before God, if you believe that I love the Lord, if you believe I have you in my heart this morning as your pastor, then you have to believe the Holy Ghost spoke unto me that this is the condition of the church world today, that they do not want Jesus to come because of the pleasures of this life that they're living in today. Somebody say amen. Now listen, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, beginning at verse number 14. And I don't have time probably to read all of this, but let me kind of hit it very quickly for you. The church of the Laodiceans, that Jesus was speaking unto that leader of that church, and here's what he said. He said, "I know thy works." Hey, man, I know thy works. We can't hide from God today. He's an all-seeing eye of God. God knows our heart today. God knows your heart today. If you're saying, "Lord, I want you to wait a little longer," God knows today. If you're saying, "God, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, Lord, I really want you to come. I'm really tired and weary of this life, God. I want you to come." The Bible said that I know thy works, and he said, "I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold." I said, I know what you are today. We can't hide hide it from God today. God knows our spirituality. He knows if I'm on fire for God or if I'm cold and if I'm indifferent. If I don't have a desire to go to church, I don't have a desire to read the word, I don't have a desire to testify to somebody. God knows our heart today. He knows that. We can't hide it from him. He's an all-seeing eye of God. God reads the heart of mankind today. He knows. Listen to what he said. I know thy works, that there are neither hot nor cold. He said, I know where you are today spiritually. But he said, I would that you were hot or that you were cold. I wish that you were one of them today. Because if you're hot, I know that you're ready to meet me and you love me and you want me to come. But if you're cold, then I've got an opportunity to deal with you and to show you that you're cold and indifferent with me and that you need to get right with God. This is what the Lord is saying. Now listen to what he said and begin to look at what I've been saying to you this morning. He said, then because thou art neither warm or nor cold, I would that you were cold or hot. But listen, he said, because thou sayest in thine heart, or I sayeth, I am rich and I have need of nothing. He said, I have need of nothing at all, knowing that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and, listen, blind and naked. This is what God is saying today, that the church, that the Holy Ghost is saying unto me. He said, that's what the church world is saying today. God, I don't want Jesus to come because I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, everything's going fine, I've got good health, my family is good, we've got a good income, perhaps have a good retirement. Lord, what's the need of me to go to heaven? Everything is fine right here now. There's no need for me to give this all up and go to heaven. I wish, Jesus, that you would just wait a little longer until I get through with my pleasures of this life, and then, Lord, I'll tell you, I want you to come. Come on now. Listen to me this morning. He said, I counsel of thee. I counsel of thee. I want you to listen. God said, I'm going to counsel you. Jesus said, I want you to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich. You're not rich. You're not rich in this world. But if you want to really be rich, Jesus said, let me counsel you. That thou mayest be rich and white raiment, and that thou mayest be clothed, and the same shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Jesus said, I want you to let me counsel you today. Let me speak to your heart today. Don't harden your heart against that. You know what God is saying today. Don't harden your heart at all. Listen to what Jesus is saying in verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man he would hear my voice, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will hear me, if any man will hear my voice, if any man will take my counsel, if any man will take what I'm saying unto him, he said, I will come unto him. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I will come again. He said, I will come again. He said, I will come unto him. Oh, listen to me this morning. Jesus said, I will come unto you. If you're lonely, let me come in, open the door. Acknowledge that you really don't want Jesus to come because of the pleasures of this life and the life that you're living. If you'll just acknowledge today, and then if you'll take my counsel, and if you'll just listen to me today and open that door, Jesus said, I will come in and I will sup with you, and you can sup with me. Listen to me, friend of mine. There is nothing in this world like sitting down with the Lord Jesus and supping with him. There is no pleasure in this world will take the place of walking into that glorious, marvelous Spirit of the living God and enjoying that Spirit of the Lord today. There is nothing you can't imagine. Jesus said in his word, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things I've got prepared for you." You can't imagine these things down here that you're enjoying, that you feel like that you're enjoying. They're absolutely nothing compared to what God has prepared for you and I that are looking and longing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he that hath it hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Then go with me, if you would, please, to St. Luke chapter 12. And listen beginning of verse number 15. And Jesus said unto them, "Take heed, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things of which he possesses." Your life does not consist in what you possess today. One of these days, and folks, I have never felt more urgency in my life. Brother Leonard, I've never felt more urgency to tell you that Jesus is coming. He is coming. He is coming. And if you're not ready and I'm not ready to go when he comes, 30 seconds after the rapture takes place, you that knew the Lord and yet did not take heed to his word will probably go stark raving mad to realize you missed it. You were not ready to go because you enjoyed the pleasures of this life. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully." And here's what the rich man said. He said, he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits, my blessings." And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Isn't that a picture of the world today? Take your ease, world. Eat, drink, and be merry. But listen to what he said. "But God said unto him, thou fool. Thou fool, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee, and then who is going to possess those things that you have decided was more important than serving me?" And I'm paraphrasing that unto you this morning. But listen to what he said. "What shall I do?" Oh, what shall I do today? What shall I do this morning? I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost spoke to me as plain as could be and said the people does not want Jesus to come. They're so in love with the world that's overshadowed the love they have for the Lord Jesus Christ that they're saying in their heart, "Father, would you delay a little longer? Lord, would you wait a little longer? I'm not ready to go because I am enjoying these pleasures. This shook me to my core. It drove me to my knees because I said, God, am I one of them? Lord, am I one of them that I'm so enjoying the pleasures of this life? God, am I one of them? That in my heart, though I don't speak it verbally, but in my heart, I'm saying, God, I really don't want you to come. I really, Lord, not ready for you to come. Not because I'm not saved. Not because that I don't feel like I love the Lord. I just love the things that are enjoying here more than I love Jesus. I want to enjoy these things, but Lord, a little bit longer. I love you, Lord, but God, if you just give me a little more time of my pleasures here, I'd appreciate it." Listen to me this morning. to what Jesus said here under this, or what this rich man said, what shall I do? And he said, this will I do. And he made the wrong decision. He decided that he was going to enjoy his wealth and his pleasures. There wasn't a thought of God in this whole scripture that I've given unto you in the book of Luke this morning. There wasn't a thought of all about God. He wasn't thinking about how long am I going to live or what's going to happen in eternity. He wasn't thinking anything about that. He just said, no, this is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm just going to build bigger barns. And I'm going to put all my wealth and my pleasures and my joy, and I'm going to put it all in there. And when I get it all in there, I'm just going to tell my soul, now, soul, you just sit back and take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry, because everything's going to be all right. And then there was like Nebuchadnezzar. You know, there was a writing on the wall. It said, meanie, meanie, take a Euphrasian. Oh, this night, he said, thy soul shall be required of thee. Where do we stand today with Jesus? Saints, do you love him with all of your heart? Could you honestly, openly say this morning, Jesus, would you come today? Could you do that? There was a group of 120 had gathered together to hear about prophecy. And the preacher talked about the coming of the Lord, and after that he got through telling them all about the prophecy, he said, now I'd like to see how many would really like to go in the rapture today. And out of 150, there was only 20 hands that raised up and said, I would like for it to happen today. That's the condition of the world today. That's condition of the church world today. And I'm afraid with all of my heart, that's a condition of many in our church today. Many here today, I want you to think about it. Are you so involved in this life that you're saying, Lord, I'm not ready to give up this world and these pleasures? Jesus, I do love you, but God, I guess I don't love you more than I love what I'm doing. Listen to what Revelation chapter 19 and 9 said. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh God, let me hear that call. Lord, when you step over the balcony of heaven, and when that angel takes up that trumpet and he sounds, and Lord, would you say, come up a little higher? God, let me hear that call. Don't let me be so tied down with the pleasures of this world where I'd say, oh God, I'm just going to wait a little longer. Lord, I'll wait till after the rapture, and I'll give my life through martyrism. Oh, saints, listen to me today. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Luke 12 and 40 said, be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man cometh in the hour that you think not. In the hour you think not. Those that are thinking right now, Jesus is not going to come, you better sit back, because he may split the clouds of glory in the next 30 seconds. Listen to me. You don't know the day nor the hour that Jesus is coming again. But listen to what he said in the 34th verse. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where's your treasure today? Where's your heart today? Are you saying, Pastor, I'm ready to go? Are you saying, oh, not only am I ready, but I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see the Lord and behold him, embrace him, and just hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or perhaps are you one of them that are so in joy, the pleasures of this life, that you're saying, Lord, heart of hearts, God, I don't want you to come. Would you bow your head? Would you think about what I'm saying this morning? My heart is so heavy because this hit me as hard as I'm praying it'll hit you. God, am I so tied to this world? Am I so anchored in this world? The Jesus I am. Oh God, I would say, Lord, wait a little longer. Folks, it shook me to my heart. And I wonder how many this morning. I want every eye closed. I don't want one person looking around. But I wonder this morning as I speak to you in your heart that you would say, Pastor, I'm one of them that's going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Or would you say in your heart, Pastor, I'm one of them that I want the Lord to wait. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. Would you wait a little longer, God? And all the time he's knocking at the door. All the time he's knocking at the door. And he said, at the hour you think not, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Have you got oil in your lamps this morning? Are you ready? Ready for that great day? As they play this song this morning, I want you to think about it. And I'm opening these altars, and I'll be the first one that'll be here. I want you to think about this chorus this morning. Lord, without one plea, Lord, I come. Would everyone stand very quickly? Please don't move around. I want the Holy Ghost is here. I want you to slip out of your seat, and I want you to gather around these altars this morning, and I want you to ask God, God, am I one of them that's saying, Lord, I want you to delay your coming. I want you to delay, or are you one of them that's saying, Jesus, come. Lord, I'm ready. God, I want you to come. Come on this morning, everybody here. Oh, it's important. Jesus is coming.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message, and in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.